take advantage of your angel. Listen to God. Listen to him questioning about, Lord, is there something here my ministering spirit needs to be taken care of?
Stress comes from many sources, like poor health, relationships, and finances. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth outlines a spiritual model for success in trouble, including ways to pray and praise the Lord, and how to authorize your angels to work.
2 Chronicles, chapter 20. I want you to keep an eye for the word praise. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with other besides the Ammonites against Jehoshaphat to battle. There came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar. Did you get that? Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. That's what you do when you're afraid. You don't put up with the fear. You set yourself to seek God. And proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand there is not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee. Now that's praise. Amen. He's not just praying. Do you notice what he's doing? He's praising God. He hadn't asked for help yet. He started off praising him. Art not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab, Mount Seir, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade. And when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are on you. This is what happened. This is what you do when you get into financial difficulties. This is what you do when you're deep in debt and don't know how to get out. Praise God. This is what you do. This is what you do when you got plenty of money. This is what you do. Amen. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Now, when the Spirit of the Lord comes in the midst of the congregation, something is about to happen. Oh, yeah. And he always comes, particularly when you start bragging on him and you start praising him and you start telling him how big he is and how wonderful he is. And you start telling him, you're not going to let that happen to us, are you? Oh, yeah, he shows up. That's a good place to say amen right there. Hallelujah. And he said, hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Be not afraid of this thing that's attacked your household. Be not afraid of this sickness or this disease. Huh? Don't be being afraid of that. No. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because our God is the biggest thing in the valley. Yeah. Ain't nothing in that valley to be afraid of. Besides that, the shadow of a dog never bit anybody. Yeah. It's the shadow of death. Yeah, right. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Tomorrow, you go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook where the wilderness of Jeuel, before the wilderness of Jeuel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. You see it? You see it? They fell before him, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Boy, there's a lot of praising going on here. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, now this is the spot that the Lord wanted you to see tonight. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Now listen, I don't know how long and how many times I read this. I thought God told them to appoint singers. How many of you thought that? Well, where's the rest of you raising your hand? The rest of you just sat there and lied, that's all. But look, no. When he had consulted the people, they decided to do this. They made the decision. I tell you, that's a thrill. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Say it. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Again, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, man. Glory to God. And when they began to sing and to praise, whoa, the Lord God went into action. No, Lord, I never thought of that. Could be that Paul and Silas, but particularly Paul, a Bible scholar, could be he had this on his heart and mind in that dungeon that night in Philippi. Huh? Yeah. Oh, sure. Amen. He must have, because the Lord just dropped that in me. I never had that thought before just a moment ago. When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. Amen. The devil hadn't got any sense. If he'd had any sense, he'd have known he couldn't overthrow God. That's stupid, brother. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants, they made an end of them. You see that? They made an end of them. There wasn't none of them left. Everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came, man, I tell you, the joy of the Lord is all over me. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. Now, I have a question. I want to know why these idiots brought all their money to battle. That's a hard one to figure. Well, we need to take all our jewelry with us. You know, oh yeah, we need to take it with us because somebody will have to steal it. This is what you do. This is a 100% guarantee model for success. Right there. How much more powerful is it today when we are filled with the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Don't discount your angels. Hebrews chapter 1, quickly. We're not saying enough about this. We're not talking about this enough. We're not studying about it enough. First chapter, Verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Whoa. We're not talking about this enough. Are you commanding your ministering spirit? I didn't know I had one. Jesus said, talking about these little children, that their angels are ever before the face of the Father. Well, you don't lose your angel just because you grow up. Amen. Ministering spirits. Amen. Say it. Ministering spirits sent forth to minister for me. But now they are, of course, spirit beings. They don't have authority to work on their own. You're the one with the name. You're the one with the authority. Now, you know good and well, the Apostle Paul proved in his writings that asking God to get the devil off of you won't work. Amen. No, there's nowhere in there that it says to pray and God will get the devil off of you. It says you cast him out. You have authority. You have the name. Well, that name doesn't cover just the bad side. It covers the good side. Amen. It covers the good side. This is exciting stuff now. Take advantage of your angels. Listen to God. Listen to him questioning about it. Lord, is there something here my ministering spirit needs to be taken care of here? Oh, wow. Yeah. Hallelujah. And if you're driving down the road one of these days and it kind of flashes across you, I need to send Brother Moore about $50. That's Brother Moore's angel. You get home, you do it. Well, Brother Cole, I thought it was the Holy Ghost. What made you think that? Because you don't know anything about your angels. Huh? Brother Copeland, how do you know that? I have this book. Oh, hallelujah! And I first began to learn it from Brother Hagin when the Lord told him, said, quit praying about money. Don't come ask me for money. He said, all the money's down there. He said, first, bind the devil. Establish the amount. And I've learned since that you don't establish the amounts you need. What's the matter with you? You don't have any limits on it. There was a guy said to me one time, he said, Brother Copeland, he said, we just don't really... the prosperity message just really never meant anything to us because just me and my little family, and we don't require very much. He said, in fact, we only require about $500 a month. I said, you're the stingiest man I believe I ever met in my life. What? I said, what about your pastor? What about your church? Amen. If all you want is $500 a month, that's fine. But believe for $10,000 a month and so $9,500 of it. Huh? Yeah. down there. Hey, come on. Get your head out of the sand and get it up in the clouds of heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, you and I, we're prosperity agents. We're supposed to have money. We're supposed to prosper. We're not supposed to be in debt. We're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be in good health all the time. All the time, because there's been a lot of sick, broke people out there. Hallelujah. Well, you got to, what we read in 2 Chronicles 20 tonight, ha ha, whoa, follow the model. Jeremy, follow the model. And Jesus told Brother Hagin, he said, now, I'm not holding back on you. It's the devil that's holding back on you. He said, bind him and then put a faith claim on the amount. And then command your ministering spirits to go get it. He said, when I first heard that, he said, the first time I did it with fear and trembling. He said, we needed $150 a month, a week for my budget. And he said, that is unheard of back in those days. And he gave the example. He was preaching in one area. And this fella kept telling him, he said, we had a cotton crop failure. We had a tomato crop failure. And Brother Hagin said, if I'd have told him $150 a week, he said, why, even Jesus couldn't get that. We had a tomato crop failure. We had a cotton crop failure. So finally, Brother Hagin said, you just don't say anything. Just say, this is Brother Hagin's offering. You won't get anything. We had a cotton crop. Now he said, no, man, don't say anything. And he said, if you ain't got that kind of faith, just get neutral. Let me do the believing. Just be neutral. Amen. Amen. And they absolutely had a financial landslide. And that guy said later, I never would have believed it. We had a cotton crop failure. We had a tomato crop failure. I don't remember, Keith, you remember, I think the church something like doubled during that time. It was just amazing the things that happened. But he said, I learned right then that my angels had a lot to do with this. Bind the devil. Lay hold by faith what you need and what you desire.
Yes, sir.
Well, God only promised to meet our needs. He doesn't promise to meet our wants. Well, I guess we just need to take the 23rd Psalm out of the book. The Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. That's not the only scripture. I just don't have time to give you the other. Find them for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Set your desires in the area of ministry life. And then don't go out and maneuver around trying to make it happen.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Don't be doing that. Let Jesus take care of it. Let me let you in on a little secret. He'll give you a whole lot more than you're worth. I'm proof of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I think it's time to give the Lord praise, don't you?
Every day brings new pressures and opportunities to stress out, but the Bible is clear that the peace of God is yours to have, and there's a simple way to get it. Thanksgiving and praise help bring the spiritual forces of peace and joy into every situation. In their free gift, Simple Stress Relief through Thanksgiving and Praise, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland instruct on how to make a petition to God and praise your way out of anxiety. In this 2-CD series, they share how praise brings God's presence and the power that overcomes the fear behind the stress. Don't go another day feeling overwhelmed by pressures and problems. Give thanks and praise to God. His peace will rule in your heart and your family. To request your free offer, call us at 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special. Shipping charges may apply. Free offer good for 60 days. Enjoy the peace of God that's available to you today.
We've got a gift we'd like to give you today. It's a message called Simple Stress Relief Through Thanksgiving and Praise. It's actually 5 messages by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on MP3. And in today's message, you saw the power that lies in praise and thanksgiving, because your praise brings the presence of God into your life. The Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. And praising God is a huge, powerful weapon, because it silences the devil, it gives you strength, and you can begin living in peace. You can live in freedom, and you do this by entering in through thanksgiving and through praise. So if you want this, let us know. We're going to get it to you. Powerful messages you want to have in your life. Listen to me. If you're facing something right now, I know many of you might be going through something right now, feels like a challenge, feels like it's something that's trying to hold you back, something that's a challenge to your faith. Here's what you need to do. You get into the Word of God and pick up the phone and call us. Did you know Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer team that is trained to pray the Word of God, trained to pray in faith with you? And this is not an exaggeration. There are testimonies coming in from all over the world of what God is doing when people come into agreement in prayer. We want your life to be one of those testimonies too. We want you to be encouraged, because you need to know that God has an answer. It's in His Word, and it's through His Spirit. Let us pray with you. Thanks so much for watching the broadcast today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this: God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong in the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. 1 Corinthians 13:4-5. Walking in love is good for your health. It's true. Medical science has proven it. Researchers have discovered that hostility produces stress that causes ulcers, tension headaches, and a host of other ills. Remember, it doesn't take a medical miracle to turn your life around. All it takes is a decision to yield to the force of love.